problem?
I'm KO4HX.
We be headed down to Walmart to pick up the prescription and head back home. Not much else going on today.
Just had breakfast with some friends from church. Now I'm going home to pick the wife up. We got to go down to Sam's and run a couple other errands. And I was going to see about swinging by this afternoon, but still all right.
Fine business, no problem. Yeah, I just got to get this, it's a fluoride toothpaste that my dentist prescribes. Believe me, I wouldn't want to go out today if I didn't have to. It's the day before the Super Bowl.
I didn't think about that. Might not be the best time to go to Sam's, but oh well, we got to go.
Well, when you're a working man, you got to do what you got to do, Patrick. Well, I hate this light down here at Old Rutherford Road. I guess it is in the Bernice. No, I don't know. Fairview Road in Wade Hampton. If somebody's going straight, sit here and wait on them, even if there's no traffic. And then the light is so dang short that you can't hardly make it through the intersection before it changes. One of those kind. But luckily, there's not much traffic here on Wade Hampton yet. I'm surprised. That might be a good omen.
Probably at home cooking up their snacks and all that stuff for tomorrow night.
And it's supposed to rain like a cow doing you know what Sunday and Monday. And they said about 2.5 inches of rain, roughly.
At the weather this morning, seeing it was supposed to be pretty heavy rain tomorrow and Monday, so it is what it is. I don't know what else we can do about it, so learn to deal with it, I guess.
It's occurring on Saturday and Sunday. It seems like it takes a trend of doing that over and over. And the poor working guy is the one that suffers the most.
Give you much time to get things done around the house. For me, it's hard to get anything done this time of year anyway. It's so wet where I live on the north side of the mountain. It just don't get enough sun to dry it out when it rains like it does.
And I don't care for the cool weather. I'd rather it be a little bit warmer. Boy, this car in front of me is about 3 car lengths. And all at once, here come this huge piece of cardboard. I mean, to tell you, right up in front of us, and I went up against the bumper. I think it went underneath, all right. But it really scares the heck out of you.
It's amazing what people will throw in the bed of a truck and not secure down and just drive around like nothing's going to happen.
I was up in Kansas City ago once, and this old boy had a lawnmower in the back of his pickup, and he hit a bump out there. And he hit right in front of us, and my son-in-law was in the suicide seat there next to me, and that lawnmower hit, and instead of which was on the brakes, it slowly rolled to the left and off in the median. Really, I felt like the luckiest guy in the world, and my son-in-law said that was a fine piece of driving, Tom. I just braked it just right. I couldn't swerve to the other lanes as they were flipped, you know. Then another time we had a great big Osage Orange tree fall out of a trailer in front of us up towards Kansas City. And I told Bernice before we got up near that, I said, I'm not going to be in that lane. Sure enough, he didn't have it strapped down well. Fell right out in the middle of the highway, and it was a big log.
I've seen that quite a bit driving around. I know Monday, somebody lost their load out on highway or Interstate 85, one of the tractor and trailers, so they didn't have it secured down like it should have. Never know anymore.
That's sister was up in Kansas City with my mom one time. They liked to go shopping up there, which was 125 miles. And she had a harrow come out of the back of a vehicle in front of her, and she ran over that and flattened all four tires. Can you imagine hitting a harrow?
That would be pretty bad. Luckily, it just flattened tires there. But, yeah, I was up toward Nashville Airport one day going to FedEx and to pick up some freight when I still had the little Isuzu. And the truck in front of me was one of the contractors, and he lost what's called, what I've always called, a wonder bar for pulling nails or driving, separating boards, whatever you needed it for. And it, I couldn't swerve, so it went right through the right front tire.
That gives me goosebumps to think about it. Well, we're within a couple of blocks of Wally World here, and never know what you're going to encounter in there. They drive among us. So I'll let you go, Patrick. You have a good day, and we'll see you later today. KL4HKX and 0TR73.
Tom, Miss Bernice, y'all have a safe trip into Wally World, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. UK. 4MUK, KO4HKX.
Hi, good morning. I just caught the tail end of y'all talking, and just grabbed my breakfast here and headed over here to the lake. I'm going to do some UHF testing on the boat here shortly. Yeah.
Patrick, it's been a while since I've talked to you, but I listened to you and Shane talk last night. Y'all had a pretty good conversation.
A lot of fun when you're talking all that freight handling, truck driving. My gosh. I've been coming to my landing here for the last 8 weeks, and ain't never a vehicle here, and this parking lot's compacted and compressed with more trucks than I've seen, and I don't know when. I guess everybody's ready to get back on the water.
So, yeah, I know what you're talking about with the driving around, because I drive the Matco tool truck, so it's just trying to get around in traffic and deal with the general traffic, plus dealing with unloading and loading gets to be a...
Definitely. Oh, me. Yeah, if you're around here in a little bit, or anybody that's listening, once I get on the water and get positioned, I'm going to try to get into the machine here in a little bit. So if anybody hears my call, it'll be mobile, or they, what they call maritime mobile. Been wanting to get a radio on the boat. Hopefully it works. So I'm backing into the landing. I'm going to throw everything in the boat, go ride to my fishing spot, eat my breakfast while I'm out on the water, because it looks like this place is pumping and crowded. Have a good morning, and I'll catch up with you in a little bit. KG4MK.
For MUK, KO4HKX. I'll try to keep an ear out for you. I'll be in and out, but I'll try to listen for you and come back to you. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. Step 3.